This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We are learning today Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. So we had some guests over Shabbos from my family, and my father-in-law learns the Daf Yoimi, and he agreed Daf Kuf Yud Aleph is the hardest blad in Yevamos. So I think in Daf Yoimi it's much easier, because if you have to do the whole thing in an hour anyway, just, you know. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph was quite an Amud. But today's topic is going to delve right into Kuf Yud Aleph, but it's not as complicated. Very often the Shakla V'Tariya is more difficult than the Lomdus of one particular point. And that is, the Gemara basically says there's a difference between the marriage Rabbanon of a Ketana as opposed to the marriage Rabbanon of a Chareshes. A Chareshes is Kenuya U'Meshuyeres, is quasi-acquired. You cannot effectuate a full Kedushin, you could effectuate a partial Kedushin to a Ketana. That's a Chareshes. A Chareshes, you could effectuate a partial Kedushin to a Chareshes. She is Knuya U'Meshuyeres. However, a Ketana is Knuya V'Eina Knuya. She's acquired, but she's not acquired. Now, that is very unusual. What do you mean, is she's acquired or she's not? The Rabbanon are Mesupik whether she's acquired or not. Let the Rabbanon make up their mind and give a determined status to the Ketana. Why by the Chareshes do they definitively say partially, and by the Ketana, either totally or nothing at all? The rabbis don't know. You know, what's interesting, and the Keren Ora asked this question, is that if a Ketana marries a Kohen, she could eat Shuma. That means regarding Achilas Shuma, the Rabbanon are Vadai that she is acquired. She's not even Kenuya Meshuyeres. She's totally acquired. So why regarding Truma, and by the way, regarding all Halachais, the Baal could be made for her Nedarim, the Baal gets her Metziyos, the Baal gets her Maisi Adayim. So regarding all other aspects of Kedushin, by a Ketana, she's fully acquired. Why regarding Yibum do we say Knuya Veina Knuya? So there are basically two Mahalchim in the Rishayim. It's pretty interesting. The Meiri says, Ketana v'chareshes ein bias achas v'yam poter sarasa. Sh'ari ein nisue en shavin. Their marriage is not equal. Sh'achareshes knuya vada midrabanan. Chareshes is acquired, certainly midrabanan. Elo sh'mishiyeres b'kinyan. She just left over in her kinyan. If there's a remainder, mitzad she'ein la das klal la'akne nafshi. She doesn't have das to be makna herself. Aval ha'ketana sofek knuya legami midrabanan. A ketana is sofek acquired completely. Why? Hobi yesh la das. Koshuhu la'aknuya nafsha. She has a little bit of das to be makna herself. Sofek ein knuya klal. It's a sofek she might not be kunin at all. Why? Why would she not be kana at all? You ready for this? The Meiri says the clincher. Hoil v'yachoyla l'moen. She could refuse it. V'lach goris ha-kedushin l'mafreya. So since she has the ability to uproot the kedushin, so maybe she's just not nikna at all. Hilkach bias chareshes in b'des ha-ketana, shem ha-ketana kinyin gomor. The bia to the chareshes doesn't pater the ketana, because the ketana might be a complete kinyin. And a mishiyeres cannot pater a kinyin l'gamri. And the Ketana doesn't pater the Chareshes, because maybe the Ketana is in a Knuya Klal and doesn't pater someone who's Knuya B'miksas. Bottom line is, the Miri learns that the reason why a Ketana is either Knuya V'ena Knuya, maybe she's not acquired at all because of that possibility that she has to uproot the Kedushin completely, that renders it maybe not a Kedushin at all. Okay? That is the opinion of the Meiri. Interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Chalitza and Yibam, Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, he is masber this. He says, Hiniach hamesh dei nashim. If a mess left over two women, achas katan v'achas chareshes. Yesh v'zeh din acher. It has a different name. V'yaf agav d'shtein midrabanan. Mikamakam ein doymen zelazeh. V'hatam nizbar b'gemar and yivamis kufyudam and beiz. D'zikas hachareshes kenuya umishuyeres. The zika of a chareshes is acquired and a remainder. The zikas haketana sofek kenuya legamri sofek ena kenuya klal. The zika of a ketana sofek acquired sofek not kan at all. Ubiur hadvarim. The hagam shishen nisun drabon mikamakam ein kinyan domizolze. The ketana nisuel tuluyin ad shetigadel. It's dependent until she grows up. Loy timoin. Va'ozim loy timoin. Igli milsul mafreya shekana kinyan gomer. Until she becomes an adult, her kinyan is suspended because she might do miyun and she might abolish the kinyan retroactively. But a chareshes kishura by la'olam. She doesn't have the ability to be mamayin. And if he doesn't want to divorce her, ishtahi kechala nashim. If he doesn't want to divorce her, meaning a chareshes, she's tied to him forever. She can't do miyan. And if he doesn't want to divorce her, she's his wife. But it's not a complete kinyan because she'll never come to das. V'korev adav sheina l'rotzin l'fanim is very likely she will never find favor in his eyes. Havel aktana harei tovei l'chal das. The aktana will come l'chal das. But on the other hand, she could nullify the whole thing. V'chein gam azika ena b'shave. Their zika is not the same. The zika sachareshes hiktsas zika. Uvados, the zika of the chareshes is a little bit, but it's definitive. V'gamlei zika b'shem, they're not complete. Mishum da kinyan kenu kenuyo m'shem, because the kinyan's not complete. Oy avalaktana, oy she is a kuka legamri. But a ketana, either she's completely bound, and they shagam kinyano yesham da kinyan, because you can say her kinyan is complete. Imloy timayin. And her zika is better, v'adiv zikasim zika sachareshes. And therefore, the bia the chareshes and pat to her. Oh, yeah, it's a kukachal, or she could be the ketan is not zokeh. I got only neish to gam kinyana. Because also her kinyan, yesh somer, she ain't a kinyan klal. Could be it's not a kinyan at all. And timayin. The adifa zika sa chareshes mimena. And the zika of the chareshes might be better than hers. Vein bia sa ketana poitera saisa. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan is saying the same svara of the Meiri, that because of the possibility of Mion, it makes it that her kinyan is not a kinyan gomer. Now, what does this mean? Does it mean that, well, since we don't know what she'll do, so it's a suffix in Metzius. It's a suffix in Metzius. We don't know whether she'll do Miyun or not. So therefore, it's Kenuya v'ena Kenuya. Or that's not what the Gemara sounds like. It sounds like, not that we don't know, but the Chachamim have to treat it as a suffix Kedushin. Meaning, the Chachamim are mesupik. That, in other words, a marriage that you could abolish is fundamentally a Safek Kedushin. The Chachamim were mesakein that her Kedushin is such that it's Kenuya v'ena Kenuya. It's known whether she's married or not, it's just we don't know, because we don't know what she'll do. But fundamentally, a kedushin that a woman has the ability to nullify retroactively is fundamentally a suffix kedushin. Now, if let's see how the Stipler phrases it. The Kilas Yaakov in Yavam Simon Yodchas, he says, the Efshir Shazeb Bior Hada Amar. What's the name? it's Reb Chisda, but Hada Amar, Reb Chisda Amar Rav, the Ketana Knuya Veina Knuya, Chareshas Knu Mishas Ayin Shav, Behinu the Ketana Nechshava Safek Knuya Gemura, Safek Ena Knuya Klal, Ayin Shem Kolasugya, Veinina Safek Nira, Mishum Shekidusheha Teluyin, her Kedushin is dependent. Sheim Timoyin Hovro Shlenis Vosak Kedushin. If she does Mion, it retroactively clarifies that the Kedushin is not Tofis Ma'alim. Vim Loi Timoyin Hovro Shekedushin Gemura Midrabanan. Lufisa Ena Mion Inyan Akira, the Mion is not uprooting it. It's rather clarifying. Zika uproots the Zika. Chalitza uproots the Zika. Mion is mevarer that there. Mion is not Akira. Mion shows that there was nothing there to begin with. It's right. So, again, this whole mahalach is working with the approach that the reason why Ketana is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya is because of a factor that the Gemara does not delineate. It's ingredient. The ingredient is Mion. The Rajba has a completely different take on this sugya. The Rajba in the Tshuvas HaRajba in Simen Elef Reish Dalet, 1204. The Rajba says it has nothing to do with the possibility of Mion. He says, Da. Ki knuy veina knuy sha'amru loymer demesafgalhu. This knuy veina knuy that the Gemara says, that there were mesupik, vim tiknu la katana nesuin gemura midivreyam hova asil chaldea unesuin daraisa varehi knuya etzloi beloy shir keisha sista ama elishiyoitz bemion. What the Rajba is saying is, do we say the rabbis were masakin for Katana, Nesuin, Gemura, Midrabanan, because she'll come to Klaldea and Nesuin Dairaisa, and because she'll be a Bardas, they were masakin a full kinyan without any shear like an ashesish, and therefore minadin the bior the chalitza paters chaverta, even though they were masakin nesuin. Oishem nesuin shetiknu liktana kivan sheino gedoyla veino bas bior kigdoyla harehi kimitayelas imay bechatzer veino knuya klal. You know why there's a tzad that they were not masakin kedushin for a katana? It's not because she has the ability to uproot it because of Mion. But maybe because she's not a bas bia, they were masakin that any relationship with her is like taking a walk with her in the park. It's she's fundamentally not capable of producing any yachas between her and a chasan. Velkach enoy bedin she tifter biyasei chalitzas chaverta chareshes ve'afal pi she knuya lo b'miksas. Even though chareshes is acquired b'miksas, the bia to the ketana doesn't exempt that. Ve'ena knuya gemura hova av layasu elam kaldeo nesun gemura daraisa. So the Rajba has a different take on this. It's not because of Mion. It's because since she's not Bechlal Bia, even though really if she's over 3 years old, she is capable of Bia. But she's not, the Lashon of the Rajba is, she's Eina Bas Bia Kegedoyla. Okay? So there's a fundamental flaw in the ability to have a connection to her. So let's just see a summary of these two mahalchim in the Sefer Maimer Yevamin. He brings over here. So Rabir Bahach Milsa the Ketana Knuy Veina Knuya the Meichetes the Tignu Rabban and Stavik Kedushin. This inyan of Ketana is Knuya Veina Knuya Like, where does it come from that the Rabbanim are Masakin Safek Kedushin? And that's the question of the Karanor. What does it mean? The Rabbanon are Masakin Safek Kedushin? Let the Rabbanon decide what their Kedushin is. The rabbis are the one making the Kedushin. Why would they be Masakin a Safek Kedushin? And the Karanor asks further regarding all other aspects of marriage. Achilas Truma, it's not a Safek. Why would Yibam be different? So the Karen Oro explains, the reason why it's a Safek Kedushin is because she might do Mion and be Oikra Kedushin Mafreya. That's what the Meiri says. That it's a Safek Kenuya Lagamri because she has a little bit of Dasi Makna herself. Safek Ena Kenuya Klal because she could do Mion. This is Mavur in Rashi on Daf Yud Ches. Rashi says, Shazikasa Shazu Chamura Lesser Aktana Alav. It's interesting. Rashi himself, Rav Shloima Yitzchaki, says that the reason why it's not a full nesuin is because maybe she could do mion. The Shulta Gibarim says that, and the Maimer Yevamin wants to be medayik this in the Rambam. He says, Ketana and Chareshes are two kinds of Kedushin. Ketana is Kedushin, so that you should not be Noig Minak Hefker. But the Kedushin are Tluyim at Shetagdil. Karen Ora says that means she could do Mion. Now, this is what we said before. Pashtus is the Kedushin is a Safek and Metzios. We just don't know whether she'll do Mion. However, it's impossible to say this. Because two ketanois that fall to Yibam, listen carefully, Rabbi Sai. Okay, you ready? You got to think for one second. If the reason why a ketana is a Safek Kedushin is because maybe she'll do Mion, and therefore it's a Safek in reality, then if two ketanois fall to you and Yibam, the bia of one should not pater the other because they have different levels of Kedushin. Because the Safek that Sarah might do Mion is not the Safek that Rivka might do Mion. But it must be fundamentally because of the possibility of Mion, the rabbis were masaking a uniform Safek Kedushin by a Ketana. You hear that? It's not that because we don't know what she'll do, it's a Safek in the Metzios, because that means every woman's Safek in the Metzios will be different. And yet we know, Beis Ketana Shenafel Libam Bias Achas Poiteres Chaverta. V'ma Safek Hu B'Metzios Shama Timan Im Kein Necha Shama Achas Timan V'Ashniya Loi Timan. Uvi Yoyser Da'acha Ayri La'achar Shekfar Meis Habal Im Kein Nivshara Safek Shloi Miyana V'Iknuya Vadai. If the Safek is a Metzios, maybe she should do Mion. Maybe so we should be cautious. One will do Mion, the other one not. You have to say the Safek is Be'etzam. That since she's Mekudesh, that's a Kedushin, that you could be Oiker with Mion. The Kedushin itself is Safek. Now, why he wants to know, do we say regarding her Metzios and her Masiyadayim and her Afaras Nadarim and Achilas Truma, is it not a Safek Kedushin? Why do we say she could eat Truma, he gets her Masiyadayim, he could be made for her Nadarim, only Legabe Yibum and Isser Kroivim we say it's a Safek? Right? That's a very interesting question. That's the question of the Karen Oira. The Habir, the explanation is the Hageder Ba'ach Safek, the Kfar Mitchilas HaNasuim, Donin as Hamatsiv Kesafek Machmash Hashach Yerushalmiyon. From the beginning of the marriage, we consider the situation a Safek because it's possible to uproot. Vim Kain, Hani Mila Ladvam Shikara Deyamiyon Kiyibam Akroivim. Therefore, it really only affects those aspects that will be uprooted through Mion, like Yibam and Kroivim. De'im ha-Mion, de'im timayin, lo ye Yibam, lo ye Isser Kroivim. If she will do Mion, there won't be Yibam, and there won't be Kroivim. But regarding Dinim, that after the Mion, it will only uproot it from here and on, and not Lemafreya, it's not a suffik. Because even if she does miyun, I mean, this is something that I actually wanted to speak out from Reb Chaim. The way miyun works is miyun uproots retroactively everything from now and on. You hear like this? Right now I want to know whether I should do yibam to this woman. So miyun says, I uprooted retroactively my relationship with the deceased. So now you don't do yibam to me. But it doesn't say, I want back all of my work that I did for the last 50 years. We can't go back in time. We can only go back in time for what's relevant from now on. But we can't go back in time to actually go back in time. So whatever handiwork she worked and she gave to him, she gave it to him already. So she said, I did miyun. So we say, great, don't give me any more of your handiwork. But the miyun will not allow us to go back in time, to actually go back in time. Only to go back in time for its ramifications from here and on. Okay, you hear that? That's how miyun works. Miyun goes back in time, but not relative. It goes back in time regarding from here and on. Not go back in time, so in other words, he could uproot her nadarim. You were fully married at that time. You're going to go back and uproot it regarding now and on. So until she uproots it, he's allowed to get her handiwork and her metzios and be made for a nadarim. Once she uproots it, so from now on, he could marry her relatives. He actually cannot go back in time and marry her relatives from before. In other words, if he were to take a time machine and go back in time, he would not be able to marry the relatives before the date that she does miyun. You hear this? That's Reb Chaim Brisker. I was going to do with you. I couldn't find Reb Chaim that week. And we did a piece in the Aruch Laner why they sent both to Rabbi Akiva and I think Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Now, what's the tzad that a ketana would be more kanoi than a chareshes? And the Iri says, a chareshes has no das at all, and this woman has das kolshehu. That's a very interesting idea, by the way. Usually we say, a ketana doesn't have das, a chareshes doesn't have das. But now the Iri is saying together that they both don't have das, but a ketana has an element of das. So that's the first Mahalach, the Meiri, Rashi, and Yuvam Mustaf Yud Ches, the Keren Oira, the Shaltei Giboirim, that the reason why the Ketan, it's not a suffix in Metzios, like we said, because otherwise two Ketanois, you wouldn't be able to do Yibam and Pata the other. It's fundamentally enacted as a suffix Kedushin. However, the Rajba, Bron Shasa Chuvasa Rajba, he explains that the reason why Ketan is Kenovene Knuya a little bit differently, and the way the Maimer Yevamin explains it, that the suffik is what were Chazal Mesakein in the Kedusha Ketana? Were they Mesakein Kedushin Gemur Drabbanon? Because she'll become Bechlal Das. Or she'll like Tiknu La Kedushin Ella Kemetayel Simai Bechatzar. Or it's just like taking a stroll with her. So he says, this sounds like the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua on Daf Kuf Ches. Now, Rabbi Elazar held the Kedusha of a Ketana was nothing. Remember, Rabbi Elazar says the act of a Ketana is nothing. But we're in Rabbi Yeshua here. And Rabbi Yeshua says the act of a Ketana is something. So how could you say it's Metayelasi Ma Beshuk? So the Maamar Yevam says, that means the Rajva is explaining that when Rabbi Yeshua argues on Rabbi Elazar that the act of a ketana is something, it's not definitively something, it's suffix something. Is it Kedushin Gemurim, or is it nothing? And therefore we don't know, we're mesupik, so it's treated as a suffix Kedushin. Okay, so these are the two Mahachim in the Sugya. You have the Rashi, Meiri, Keren Oira. Since she could, do we say vada that it's a full kedusha medrabanan because she has some das more than a chareshes, or do we say her ability to uproot it makes it that it's not a kedushin? Or you have the Rajba, that has nothing to do with her ability to uproot it. It's the fact that this is a point that I don't think he is emphasizing, but I think is very important. That, in other words, why would a katana be less than a chareshes? Because the lashon of the Rajba was, this is a very important lashon. Ve'ena bas bia kegedoyla. In other words, she is, as we said, a three-year-old is a bas bia, but is not a bas bia like a gedoyla, and therefore it's metayelas imay b'chatzer, as opposed to a chareshes, who is a gedoyla, and the Gemara on Kuf Yud Amud Beis says a lashon ubas bia hi. A ketana is not a bas bia kegedoyla. A chareshes is. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have yourselves a great day. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Bracha v'atzlacha, and kol tov. Okay. Bye-bye. Someone wants to say something?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.